Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're continuing here with Eric Coppolino for this hour, and also going to be joined by Brian Fessa from We the Patriots USA at the bottom of this hour. Now, continuing with Mr. Coppolino, I got a question for you, Eric. I had supposed that the EPA has already conducted dioxin tests secretly. I think, in my mind at least, there's no doubt they already have these tests, and they're probably freaking out over it and figuring out, trying to scheme, how do we keep this from the public? What's your take? Do you think the EPA knows that dioxins are out there?
I would bet a lot of money that you're right. I've been saying the same exact thing. We're on the same page on this. Of course they're testing for dioxin. How could they not be testing for dioxin? But the problem is that once that becomes public, once there's a single dioxin test result that says that they've got this chemical in that situation, then the conversation goes to two things. One, it goes to evacuation. And then the second thing it does is it goes to how far did this spread? I want my area tested. And so they know that they are really opening up Pandora's box by even admitting that there's any dioxin.
Yeah, but how long do you think they can keep this charade going? Because at some point you would think that even a lot of environmental groups are going to conduct testing. Maybe some universities are going to conduct testing. I mean, eventually we're going to have the dioxin testing equipment in place. It's a few months out, but we're going to be doing testing. I mean, they can't keep this up forever. So what do you think their plan is here?
Well, I don't know. But look, I mean, they're trying to keep, it's 100 pounds of poo in a 50-pound sack right now. And they are being asked about it every time they turn around. We've got the senators from Ohio demanding testing, and the pressure is on them. And I think they know the extent of the problem they have the minute they admit that there's dioxin in this situation. And they've managed to keep it quiet for nearly a month. And, they're going to try to downplay the results, or they're going to try to confuse them. They have a whole playbook of things that they do, from fake studies to losing test results. And I can only imagine that it's really a crisis situation at the EPA right now.
Well, just to be clear, I want our audience to know that the actual test here only takes, it's about a 24-minute run on a triple quad mass spec with a GC interface. So in 24 minutes, they can run water, or if you have to do sample prep for like a meat sample or a dairy sample or something, give yourself another half hour for the sample prep. And so within an hour, they can have results. So there is no excuse for the EPA to not have these results. In fact, it's got to be, Eric, that if they had the results and the results were zero, they would have already shared that publicly. They would have said, we found no dioxin whatsoever.
Exactly.
Clearly. Your
exactly.
Thoughts.
But the thing is, we don't need just dioxin. We need a full-spectrum dioxin and full-spectrum dibenzofuran, and then that results in one result called a TEQ, a toxic equivalency, or a 2378 TCDD equivalency, and that number is a kind of a weighted composite of all of the different dioxins and furans that were found in the situation. So it's not merely a yes or no. We want to know the distribution of these chemicals. In other words, how much 2378 of each, and then how much of the other isomers and congeners. And it has to be done at the point source, and then it has to be done on rooftops all throughout East Palestine. And then we have to get our first fingerprint of the plume and how it spread. But the most important is what is actually in the burn pit. Exactly.
Right. So we're talking about they're really going to have to take probably tens of thousands of samples across, how many thousands of square miles ultimately in order to determine where the fallout took place and exactly what's there. So, yeah. You know, good thing the EPA has a multi-billion-dollar budget, huh? Because they're going to need it to do all this testing.
Yeah, well, it's $1,000. It's not a cheap test. I mean, even when they do it in-house, the process is not,
Eric, cheap. Eric, we've got to cut the break. We'll be right back. And just stay with us 1 minute away. We'll be right back with Eric Coppolino. More about dioxin testing straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cuminoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, joining you from the remote studio today. So thank you for all your support of InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about InfoWarsPhone.com as well. That's a great product lineup for backup remote communications, satellite comms when the cell towers go down. Now, we're joined by Eric Coppolino from PlanetWaves.fm, and his Substack site can be reached at planetwaves.org. And Eric, I have a question for you here. Since we're going to be joined by an attorney at the bottom of this hour, Brian Festa, I want your take. I know you've worked with a lot of attorneys on toxins and environmental contamination. What's your take on the legal theories that can be invoked here? And do you think that there is a criminal element that might be invoked here? For example, a criminal cover-up on the part of the EPA. What if they know about this and they're withholding it from people? Or a criminal cover-up perhaps on the part of other parties involved? What's your take on it, Eric?
Well, though it would be challenging, I think there is plenty of criminal exposure, but we could go first to toxic torts and what a cause of action might be. And the most interesting and I think potentially effective cause of action I've ever heard is to bring a battery case against people. Batteries, another word for assault. And assault, based on case law, can be as little as an unwanted kiss or tapping a person's cane can be counted as battery. Battery is harmful or potentially offensive touching. And this is certainly harmful or potentially offensive touching. And I think a very strong case could be made for battery. Battery is an intentional tort. In other words, it is not necessarily an act of desire, but it means that the person who did it knew or should have known about the outcome that they would have had. And all of the environmental agencies have volumes and volumes of records talking about the creation of dioxins from vinyl chloride and from polyvinyl chloride. This is a known issue going back many, many decades.
So are you saying then, I mean, who would potentially be responsible for the battery? The railroad company that set fire to it, or the responders, or who exactly are you referring to?
I would say that a proper complaint would go all the way up and down the line. It would include litigating the manufacturers. We still do not know who owned that vinyl chloride. We don't know who was the buyer of that vinyl chloride. I'm sure now that nobody wants to be known as the buyer of that vinyl chloride. But I've seen litigation that basically sues every single potentially responsible party, as they're called in EPA language, a PRP.
And, well, but in all fairness, though, Eric, I mean, the company that makes the vinyl chloride or the company that purchased it, I don't see how it could be their fault. I mean, didn't they hand it over to the railroad for safe transportation? That's the railroad's job. You know, transport this from A to B. Don't spill it. Don't lose it. Right. And that, you know, the manufacturer, they didn't say, you know, tip it over and set it on fire, right? I mean, that's not part of the...
No, they didn't. But we need to have discovery with these people. We need to know exactly who they are and what they knew, and we need to know their accountability. We need to know the terms of the shipping. So I'm only basing this on experience from lawsuits that I've seen, where even the people who manufacture the components of the vinyl chloride could be in on the liability chain. Everyone has to be held accountable, every last person involved, Mike.
Well, I do see a point where if, for example, if the owner of this material did not, for example, have proper filing of the hazardous status with the railroad, right? So potentially maybe the railroad didn't know that that's exactly, or maybe perhaps it wasn't labeled correctly, or perhaps hazardous handling information. But I get your point. Like, we got to go up and down the chain and dig into this. Probably attorneys will do this and find out, was it documented correctly? Was it safely handled correctly? Did the people at the railroad understand how to handle this in case of an accident? Did they receive proper training, or did they ignore their training? Because somebody screwed up big time. Somebody. And we're talking, yeah, I think, maybe tens of billions of dollars in damage here.
Oh, I mean, by far. I mean, a relatively minor spill on a college campus in New York cost more than $50 million to clean up in the 1990s. A single building in Binghamton, New York, called the Binghamton State Office Building, cost $50 million in 1980s dollars to clean, quote-unquote, clean one building, and they didn't even get all the dioxin and PCBs out of that building. There is ultimately no remediating this, but from a liability standpoint, the thing we want now is we want discovery. We need to see, they all need to purge their files. We need to know exactly what is in their files. We need the emails. We need everything. That's how documents like this that I put on the program last week, we were on a different platform, come out in the wash.
Gosh, right here.
And this document gives the internal history of dioxin known by Monsanto up until 1956, where they admit they've got a dioxin problem in all of their chlorinated phenol products. But when they were dumping it on people in Vietnam and on American troops in Vietnam and then dumping it on the forests in the Pacific Northwest, they were denying that they had any early knowledge of the contamination by dioxin until this document came out and proved
so,
it. This is
right,
the
just,
kind of thing we need.
Thank you for getting me that document. Let me just summarize one of the key findings here. So there are, I think, four companies mentioned in this document. It's Bayer, Dow, Monsanto, and BASF. And by the way, two of those four companies were part of IG Farben, which was found
That's
guilty
right.
of Nazi war crimes against
That's
humanity.
Right.
And I, my understanding is in the late 1940s and the early 1950s, they had an accident, an industrial accident that accidentally created these dioxins, killed, or I should say injured, a lot of people. And then they, in one of these accident rooms, they cleaned it out. They cleared it out, washed it out, waited 10 days, and then they put rabbits in cages and just left the rabbits in the room for one day, and all those rabbits died. And this is 10
That's
days
right.
later, okay? So we're
right.
talking about – yes, go ahead.
Even worse, they removed the cages, they put new rabbits in the cages, and they died outside of the outside of that building where the accident happened.
So, and this, see, to me, this reminds me of the fact that people are coming back to East Palestine and they're getting sick again, because
yeah.
there's something about dioxins that lingers forever, potentially, but extremely low concentrations. Those rabbits kept dying and dying, and they found out that the toxic dose on a rabbit is so small. I think it ended up being 5 parts per billion of some small amount put on a rabbit, killed the rabbit
mm-hmm.
every time.
Yep. Well, we need to be asking people about their pets, their bunny rabbits, and their guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are even more sensitive to dioxin contamination, and they will be the first to die.
Right, right. And we've already seen stories documenting, 43,000 animals have died in the area. Mostly a lot of fish is what they're counting, but surely there are millions more that they haven't counted. I mean, is anybody standing there in the creek counting fish? You know, give me a break. Or is that an EPA job? People are going to be harmed for, the other thing that came out of this is that some people didn't develop chloracne, which is, their face all exploding in pustules because of the dioxin exposure, getting infections and everything all in their face. It didn't show up for 10 to 12 months later after the exposure, sure. Right?
Yep. Well, yeah, and that's because chloracne is evidence of systemic poisoning. The skin, is an excretion gland, right? Perspiration is excretion, right? And so yeah. the dioxin is going to work its way through the body, and the body will use every means it can possibly use to get rid of the stuff. And so the chloracne is evidence of systemic poisoning. They knew this in the 1930s. They knew this with something called the Drinker Study, conducted by a Harvard professor for a company called Swan Chemical that eventually became Monsanto in the 1930s. And they taught, I'm sure you read that part in this document where they say, oh, now we understand what was making the people sick in previous decades.
Yeah. So the whole thing is how can we commercialize that and turn it into a chemical weapon and make a lot of money off of it, right? Instead of saying, oh, this is the most dangerous chemical in the world, we should shut this down. They said, oh, how do we make money off this? Right? I mean, essentially, that's...
And they made plenty.
They did, yeah. And then that became Agent Orange and other toxins. So, okay.
Yeah, but...
Stay with us, Eric. No, stay with us, Eric. We're going to go to break here. We'll be right back after this break, folks. More with Eric Coppolino. And we're going to talk about faked lab testing, potentially by the EPA, when we return. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams here, giving you a look at our new studios, our Brighton studios I'm broadcasting from today. And I tell you what, building out this studio has given me so much appreciation for the InfoWars studios, which the people there running InfoWars are truly amazing. They have mastered this art. They are light years ahead of what we're pulling off here. We're just covering the basics, but thumbs up to all the InfoWars guys and gals there who are making it work. You guys and gals are awesome. And thank you for having me on today, Alex. Okay, we're continuing with Eric Coppolino. Now, I want to shift gears just slightly, Eric. And I want to tell you that I believe the EPA also knows how to fake a lot of the testing. And I believe that this is happening across law enforcement labs across America. Now, let me just set this up, and I'll let you respond to this, Eric. And you know, I'm sorry to throw you a curveball. I don't know where you stand on this, but here's the thing. You know, I'm pro-law enforcement because I don't want criminals running loose in the cities. But I also know, because I run an ISO-accredited lab and I talk to lab people, I know labs have been shut down for faking lab results all the time for law enforcement. You know, a cop hands them, here's a bag of a white powdery substance, and what is it? And they will fake like it's cocaine. They won't even run the test. And there are innocent people convicted all across this country, and there are innocent people on death row, believe me, who have been convicted by faked law enforcement lab results from labs that are just making it all up, literally making it up, not even doing the science. And I think the EPA right now is involved in a cover-up. But what are your thoughts, Eric, about lab testing and law enforcement, if you don't mind me asking about that topic?
Yep. So first, there have been one lab scandal after the next. In terms of chemical companies, the most famous was Industrial Biotest Labs, which was busted by the FDA in the late 1970s for putting out thousands of falsified tests on chemical products, including a lot of pesticides and food additives and deodorants and things like that. And most of those chemicals, which were approved by the FDA and the EPA with phony tests, are still on the market. But second, I've spent approximately the last like 1,067 days on the COVID story. And at the very center of the COVID story is a molecular test called the polymerase chain reaction. And what the whole COVID story boils down to is testing fraud. They have no original of SARS-CoV-2 to prime the test with. You know, if you're testing for wine components, you have wine components to prime the test. And at the end of this, I'm not quite at the end, but it's been a while. It has occurred to me many times through the process of doing this story that there is very likely to be a problem with DNA testing out of these criminal cases.
This is a critical point. The PCR testing fraud, a lot of people are aware of how fraudulent that was when it came to COVID. Right. So they do a swab, they stick it in a machine, and then they crank up the cycle thresholds to insane levels until they get, quote, a signal. The problem is, and I know this as a lab tech, you know, a published lab scientist, their signal to noise ratio doesn't compute. It's all noise. So you can get any kind of a signal if you just crank up the noise high enough, right? You can find a peak, quote, you know, a peak in if you just crank up the noise, which is what they're doing with PCR. So the question is, when they say, oh, this guy, his DNA was found at the scene of this murder, and it's a 99.99999% match, and I'm thinking, well, wait a second, you did that with PCR, so you just cranked that up until you found a guilty signal in the noise, basically, is what's going on. But a lot of people don't even, they don't have the knowledge to be able to fight back against that. Even attorneys don't have necessarily the knowledge to say, wait a minute, that's bogus. You can't identify that person's DNA by just cranking up the PCR test, but they do it all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the problem with the COVID PCR was they never had a crime scene sample. They made up their crime scene sample. This is just like average perpetrator sample, and then they take then they run the accused person's DNA, and they create a match, but they never even had an original to work from. And so the testing scandals take every possible shape, size, and color. I've seen many, many, many of them, and I think that all of these DNA cases have to be rerun. We need to be checking on the integrity of the original samples. We need to be checking the cycle threshold, because the PCR is used in all of this molecular and genetic testing, and we've got to figure out what's going on inside the box. You know, people just accept that there's just this like miracle truth machine, you know, called DNA testing, but there's not any miracle truth machine.
No, I'm so glad you said it that way, because even in the courtrooms, they refer to, quote, the science. Oh, it's the science. It has to be truthful. And the scientist is speaking in language that nobody else can decode. So therefore, it must be truth. No, it's not. It's a lot of hokum. Just hogwash and protein fraud, basically, is what we're talking about here.
With these pieces.
Yeah, it's protein fraud. Oh, we found these proteins. Okay, whatever. You're creating all kinds of protein strands. You don't even know what you're replicating in your PCR machine.
No, they have no idea what they're
background noise. Right. And then, you found a match of the sequence. Well, so what? I mean, you didn't find a little person in there, did you? You didn't find a little tiny person. I mean, what did you find?
No.
Oh, the sequence
no,
that you
it,
say
it,
is a match.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But with the chemical companies, I mean, it was completely insane. I mean, look this up. I mean, if you search industrial biotest labs in my name, it'll come up. And I will push, actually, at the top of Planet Waves FM, there's an interview with a guy named Peter von Stackelberg, who broke this story in the early 1980s single-handedly. And I'm honored to know this person and count him as a friend. And it is absolutely astounding the extent of the laboratory fraud. And IBT Labs was only one of many, many labs that were busted, and three of its executives were convicted of federal mail and wire fraud for this.
Well, let me add something else here that's highly relevant. I call it the not detected fraud, because any lab can, if they wish, if they are so motivated,
yeah,
they can tune their machines to not detect something. You can always decrease the sensitivity of your instruments.
Yeah.
The hard part is increasing sensitivity. And we spend all kinds of time increasing sensitivity. You know, you have to have the nebulizer, the flow rates have to be correct, the axis has to be correct, you know, all the plumbing has to work correctly to get the sensitivity. So if the EPA is taking dioxin samples, and if they put out a report, I'm just going to say this ahead of time, if the EPA puts out a report and says not detected, that's nonsense, because there's so much dioxin out there right now. They should always detect it, even without the train crash, correct?
This is part of their problem right now. This is part of their problem. People are well enough informed now that they can't just come out and say, whoa, good, non-detect, we didn't find any, that's all good,
right.
Ring the bell, everyone go home. They can't do that. Too many people are paying attention. This will cause a firestorm, if they do this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, EPA, we're putting you on notice right here. Putting you on notice. Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, Eric Coppolino, we're putting you on notice. If you lie, you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. If you cover this up, you're going to get caught. And eventually, we're going to test for dioxin, even if you don't do it. And the truth is going to come out. So all you can do, EPA, you can run and hide and cover, but you can't stop the truth from coming out. Okay? Final thoughts here, Eric, before we go to break.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to hide this for long. They're just not going to be able to do it. People are too savvy now. They know the issue is out. Their best defense was keep it secret, but it's out.
All right. Stand by, Eric. I'm going to see if we can bring you in on the next segment with Brian Festival. We'll be right back after this break here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects. So you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Mike Adams here, Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com and ConspiracyFact.info. And we're going to be joined now in this segment, well, the next two segments, by Brian Festa with We the Patriots USA and also Eric Coppolino, who we've been speaking with here about dioxins and the EPA and the PCR cover-up and many other topics. So we're going to actually bring in Brian Festa here because his group has filed a lawsuit or is in the process. He'll give us the information. Mr. Festa, thank you for joining me today. Can you give us a brief, please, about exactly what you're filing, what are the allegations of this lawsuit, And how many people have been harmed, in your view, by the events that have taken place? Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, we filed a lawsuit actually just yesterday in federal court. So this is the District Court for the Northern District of Ohio. We filed that just yesterday. We had a press conference in Akron to announce that. But yes, this was a lawsuit. It is a lawsuit against the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, as well as the Ohio EPA and the governor of Ohio, as well as EPA and local public health officials who did not take the proper steps, in our view, to protect the public health. There was a lot that wasn't done that should have been done. I know you've been all over this, Mike, talking about asking people to send, you know, samples in, testing. And that's absolutely the right thing to do because people are being harmed. We have expert witnesses that we intend to bring forward that have years of experience in environmental testing, environmental safety, that are going to be able to testify specifically to what the federal government did wrong here. The federal government has an affirmative duty under the 14th Amendment. This is a substantive due process claim. So without getting too technical, the federal government cannot in any way take away or harm or do harm to someone's life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And here, by not giving truthful information about these toxins and toxicants that were actually released into the environment, this chemical plume that was released, by not providing accurate data and not doing accurate testing, they have placed the public in harm's way, their life and their property in harm's way, and we intend to hold them accountable.
Okay, Mr. Festa, I want to get Eric's response to that in a second, but what about the railroad? Does your lawsuit name Norfolk Southern, or is that not part of this lawsuit, or is that a separate action, or what's your take?
Yeah, so that is not part of this lawsuit. There are other organizations and individuals that have already brought suit against Norfolk Southern. And in fact, that was one criticism we had when we first announced the lawsuit. Some people were saying, well, you know, isn't it the railroad's fault? Why are you, you know, going after the government in this? Shouldn't you be suing the railroad? Well, in the mass tort action that we do believe is coming, and we are certain is coming, absolutely, Norfolk Southern will be named. This is not a mass tort action, though. This is trying to protect the life and the health of the individuals living in East Palestine and the immediate surrounding area now, because there are people that are still in harm's way that are being told, because by and large, and I don't know why, but after what we've seen the last 3 years, but by and large, the general public still relies on the federal government and their state government officials to give them accurate information. They're the only ones. Norfolk Southern can't order an evacuation. They can't do the proper testing.
You make a critical point there. So now I want to bring in Eric. Now, I don't know if you two have ever met, but Eric Coppolino has a lot of experience working with litigators on this subject for many decades. So, Eric, give us your take on what Brian Festa just said and the lawsuit is, from what you know about so far.
Brian, first a question. I'm asking if you have filed for injunctive relief demanding dioxin testing and furan testing. So
We have filed for injunctive relief. So what we're asking for in our lawsuit is a declaratory judgment finding that they've engaged in conduct that is what's known as a state-created danger to the plaintiffs and all similarly situated residents of that area, and also a writ of mandamus ordering the defendants to conduct an industry-standard occupational contaminant testing, which would include, I believe, I'm not a scientist, and I'll leave that to our expert witnesses, but that would include the testing that you just mentioned.
Okay, I mean, that's very important because they're going to test for the wrong thing in the wrong place. I mean, that's the MO of the EPA, is to, you know, test the air for vinyl chloride and say that it's safe. And so these are not ordinary, these are not ordinary chemicals we need to be looking for here.
And let me add, too, Brian, relay this message because, you know, I'm a lab scientist. We specialize in food contamination. I own 6 mass spec instruments, and we're adding dioxin testing interface, a GC interface, to one of our triple quad mass spec instruments. But watch out for them saying not detected. If they test samples for dioxin and they say not detected, that's a fraud. It means that they're probably tuning their instruments so that it doesn't have the limit of detection, as it's called, or LOD, that is able to see those chemicals, because these chemicals are in all the, you know, the dairy products and meat right now at some tiny, tiny level. It is detectable. If they say not detected, they're lying. I just want to get that on the record. And Eric and I have talked about that, but go ahead, Brian, your thoughts on what's next.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. The testing they've done is woefully inadequate and inaccurate. Because Kristen Megan Kelly, who's one of the experts, she actually hosts a podcast for us called Vets and Visionaries here at We the Patriots USA. She's an industrial hygienist with years of experience. She's government trained, worked, you know, while she was in the Air Force for many years. And she has talked at length about these exact, you know, compounds that you're mentioning now and why the testing they're doing is not accurate. For instance, just doing spot testing rather than testing over an 8-hour period. For instance, just testing, you know, a foot above the ground level for air quality instead of, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet where most people are breathing, just testing at the surface of the water rather than going down into the sludge. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on about it. And I'm not even a scientist. All the things they're doing wrong, we intend to expose that in excruciating detail, because it's not just Christian. We have other experts as well who have come forward and are going to be providing testimony and evidence to say this is how it should be done and this is how it's not being done. And that's, we intend to hold them accountable, because if we can't go to a court of law, Mike, to address these things, to redress these wrongs, where else can we go? So, you know, that's why we filed this federal lawsuit, and we do need support for it. Anyone who wants to support the lawsuit and support our efforts, we are still in great need of funding for it. So that's at wethepatriotsusa.org. I understand, you know, times are tough, but you know, for the people of East Palestine, really, times couldn't be any tougher right now. This is the
Glad you mentioned that. We the Patriots. It's one of the top groups that even my listeners told us that they wanted us to support. And we actually we gave a donation to your group, as you know, I don't know, a couple months ago, and got some money your way. It wasn't a huge donation. But, folks, wethepatriotsusa.org if you want to support this effort. Now, we're going to be donating lab testing time, you know, instrument time. And, Eric, you had said earlier, what is the current market rate of a dioxin test right now in a like a commercial lab? Any idea?
It usually goes for over $1,000 per test, which is pretty high. I mean, but look, you know, they're not going to find dioxin in the air, and they're unlikely to find it in water right now. They've got to have soot samples. They have to be compelled. They've destroyed evidence by backfilling that pit. They have to go into that pit and take samples and run those samples for dioxins and furans and produce a point source level. We need to know exactly what was in that fire.
And we need thousands of samples, basically just in an expanding radius around ground zero right there. So we're talking many thousands of samples. And if you keep finding elevated levels of dioxins, then you have to keep going farther and farther away from ground zero. And I can tell you the instrument to do this, $600,000 for the triple quad mass spec and a GC interface, not to mention the lab, the fume hoods, the sample prep, the audits, the inspections, the personnel. You have to have, you know, trained chemists and analysts to run all of this. So it's a multi-million dollar effort to even run one test. We'll be right back with Brian Festa and Eric Coppolino. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here. We're joined by attorney Brian Fessa from We the Patriots USA and also Eric Coppolino from PlanetWaves.org, a dioxin expert. And we also understand we have breaking news from Kristen Megan, who is, I believe, in East Ohio right now. And to the producers, as soon as you have her on the phone, let me know. We'll bring her in immediately. Brian, do you know what breaking news Kristen is going to bring us here?
I do not, but she is the one, or actually Tammy Clark, who's with her as well, is the one that just texted me. She's there with Kristen and just texted me and said they have some breaking news to report and they'd like to call in. So I texted your producer and hopefully we're going to make this work.
Okay. All right. We will break for that. I mean, we'll jump right to that as soon as we have a connection with Kristen. But Eric, and thank you for staying with us, Eric, for this segment. You know, at some point, the dam of the cover-up breaks wide open, doesn't it? Are you still calling for an evacuation as a precautionary principle until we know more?
Yeah, of course. It doesn't make any sense to have a release where there's certain to be dioxin, and then you wait for the testing, and you leave the people there to build up, to accumulate higher body burdens. The pregnant women have to get out immediately. The children have to be removed immediately. And then in order, kind of like on the Titanic, girls and women who plan to have babies and everyone. I mean, There's no reason for anyone to be there right now while this mystery is hanging over. It's like if you're in a hotel, we've all had this happen. You're in a hotel and the alarm goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't wait till you smell smoke. You're standing out there in your bathrobe along with everybody else out in the parking lot.
Exactly. Sorry to cut you off. We've got now joining us by phone with some breaking news from East Ohio. I believe it's Kristen Megan, who is an industrial hygienist. Kristen, if you can hear me, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. So we are actually traveling, and I was listening, and I want to tell you something that I figured out yesterday, and it's blowing my mind that not a single person that I know of has addressed this. So my colleague, Tammy Clark, and I were on the ground. We dealt with a lot of coughing, a lot of issues, and it brought me back to my Air Force days where I worked at a depot maintenance base, and they would stand C5, C1, and guess what they were containing? Cadmium, chromium, chrome 6, all these what OSHA considers expanded standards. Nobody is paying attention to the airborne hazards now from burning the actual rail cars. So I think actually a massive exposure that's being ignored is these exposure to these carcinogenic metals, and everyone talking about the metallic taste, which we had, and it made my tongue tingle and go numb. That is what happens when you're exposed to cadmium, chrome 6, strontium chromate. So this is not only just the metal from the cars, but whatever the corrosion control coatings and paint that existed on those cars. So these are things that also need to be part of the demanded testing, and it explains so much that I saw on the ground.
Okay, very important point, Kristen, and stay on the phone with us. Now, the cadmium is a cancer-causing heavy metal. That's something that we can test for right now, by the way. So if you can get samples from that area, we can run ICP-MS testing using mass spec for the elemental analysis and look at cadmium. Now, I think you mentioned hexavalent chromium. That's a different test. We can test for chromium as an element, but not the molecule known as hexavalent chromium. That's a different test. But get samples while you can there. Now, Kristen, one more question. You mentioned some of the reports. What are the symptoms that people are telling you they're experiencing on the ground right now as they return to East Palestine?
Headaches, fatigue, and I guess the best way to explain it, because I felt it, it's like having full mild acid reflux all the way down your airway. It's a very, I know this sounds silly, but I can't think of a name. It reminds me of those candies from the 80s that are hard-shelled, and when you bite into them, they fizz. That's what the back of your tongue starts to feel like. So when I'm thinking of synergistic toxicity and all these different exposures with the same target organs, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this reminds me of a time I was in the military and people were wearing the wrong PPE and they were being exposed to these metals. But one thing I wanted to point out real quick, Mike, is I understand this doesn't happen in the environment, but I'm sure you are aware of in my field, when we have these types of expanded standards, whether it's lead abatement, asbestos abatement, they're called regulated areas when we're cleaning up the space of exposure. So you see a friable asbestos, it's a regulated area, and guess what? No employees can go in there. So what they need to do is they need to stop with the absolute negligent and purposely wrongful testing. They need to do swipe sampling, which will only provide presence absence, but someone needs to go in there with a HAPSITE, a hazardous pollutant on-site device, that GCMS that can really catch the unknown, because they are not doing an all-hazards approach, and they are blowing air into the water of the creeks, and they're using aerating devices, and it's going back up into the breathing zone. So when they're using these PID detectors, which are, you know, it's laughable to say that that's any form of air sampling. Again, it's more presence absence, and it's not contaminant specific. All of this is going back into the breathing zone.
They need to sample surfaces. We use something called ghost wipes in the lab. By the way, a ghost wipe is something that wipes a surface, gathers material, and then the ghost wipe vanishes or it dissolves into the sample prep solution. Let's go to Brian Festa. By the way, thank you, Kristen, for your report on the ground there. Let's go to Brian. Talk to us about the long-term medical costs that are likely to emerge from this, and who is going to pay those medical costs?
Well, in my opinion, and again, I am not a scientist like you all are who are on with me today, but in my opinion, this is the worst chemical disaster on American soil in our lifetimes, at the very least, if not ever. People compare, I was on a Twitter space recently and people are trying to talk about, oh, well, no, there's the Exxon Valdez and other things. But as far as the human cost, the cost of human lives, I think this could be the greatest disaster we've ever seen. And it will be years that we'll continue seeing, if not decades, that we'll continue seeing the effects of this. I think you could be talking, Mike. I mean, if you're talking about mass tort action, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw, $1 billion, somewhere in that range, as some kind of a settlement or an award. If there's an award, that would not surprise me because of the loss of life and the devastation.
Let me jump in here, Brian. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got confirmation, and Eric, you're going to love this. I just got confirmation by text that I'm going to be interviewing an EPA whistleblower. So there's an EPA whistleblower that's stepping forward that's going to do an interview with me. It looks like that's getting set up for next week. I'll bring you more details about that. And, of course, we'll post that on band.video as well. Eric, your thoughts, Eric, about the long-term healthcare costs associated with this, because that can easily run, just depending on how widespread the damage is, there may never be enough money to compensate people for the long-term health complications. Your thoughts, Eric?
No, this is completely unprecedented, and it should have been planned for, but it was not, and nothing like this has ever happened before. But we're talking about medical monitoring for 20, 30 years, basically indefinitely. This is if we're just talking dioxin, it's at least three generation poison, and in lawsuits for glyphosate, even in individual people are bringing in $250 million or more. And so a billion here is absolutely nothing in terms of being able to take care of people. Plus, we've got a problem of needing to monitor food throughout the entire region because there's 125,000 farms in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and many of them are very small family farms. They're the kind of grass-fed farms you depend upon when you go to a health food store and you buy like grass-fed bison or organic chicken. They're coming from these small farms in this area, and they are very concerned, and they do not know what to tell their customers, and they want to be honest with their customers, but they don't know what to say.
Yeah, exactly. And the EPA is actually causing economic damage to all those farmers by not doing the dioxin testing and not releasing the results of that. If indeed there are no dioxins in that area, why wouldn't they share the test results and announce that, and clear
there's
the farms?
Zero chance of that. There's zero chance.
Yeah,
of that.
I know. Because of cause and effect and molecules and the table of elements as well. But yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Mike. And if that EPA whistleblower is willing to speak with us, please, please do connect him or her to us, because
that
person could be very, very useful in our lawsuit. And Eric, also, I believe I have your email. I'm going to be reaching out to you if you're willing to lend some of your expertise. We may be able to use that as well in our suit.
Yep. And I've been qualified as an expert witness in these cases. So, yes.
Let me thank all of you for joining me. I want to thank Chris and Megan on the phone. I want to thank Brian Festa from WeThePatriotsUSA.org. I want to thank Eric Coppolino, PlanetWaves.fm, and also PlanetWaves.org. If you want to read his Substack articles. Of course, I'm Mike Adams, joining you from the Brighteon studios today. And I am available whenever Alex wants me back on to bring guests like this to break the news about this. This is major breaking news that you just saw here today. Share this video everywhere. Help support InfoWars. Don't forget about InfoWarsPhone.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for watching. War Room is coming up next with Owen Schroyer. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you all. Take care.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.